following is a previously broadcast program.
Going on, my game is on a nitro. When I speed by, it's like a blurred line. So I'm speeding up how I keep it when I'm rhyming. I'm speeding like no rear view mirrors. I check the blind spots and the spots get clearer. They mad cause my game is on that good, I hear ya. So I just fly right by them like push,
gas pedal, push, gas pedal, gas pedal.
They see me up in the Jeep, they see me up in the Jeep. Snails, they trying to rule me, they trying to rule me. But I ain't got time for that slow shit on 130 clicks. Getting myself on board to just get in it. Can't slow down, dodge anything in my way. I just swerve right past them with some haste. Okay, you see me, you know my name Serenity. And I'm all about that peace, oh peace, hold me. Cause I gotta go to where I need to be. No holding back from my destiny. Moving forward as a bad gal order. No detours, orange signs can't hold a Ford Focus. Then when I get that clearance, just a bust a little speed. Moving like infinity, you done know me. Push, gas pedal, gas pedal. Push, gas pedal, gas pedal. Push, gas pedal, gas pedal. Why I see me push, push, gas pedal, gas pedal. Why speeding, gas pedal, gas pedal. Gas pedal, gas pedal. Why speeding, gas pedal, gas pedal. See me push, push, gas pedal, gas pedal. Wow, wow. Gas pedal, gas pedal. Gas pedal, gas pedal. Gas pedal, gas pedal, why see me push, push, gas pedal, gas pedal, wow, wow.
Yo, 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 this is the one them called Jason.
Yeah, Zip's original, Zip Natural Good. Come on now.
Filling in for Community, representing, saying CKUT, big up the station to listen to.
90.3, 90.3, tune in, 90.3, 90.3, CKUT,
90.3,
let's go.
Conscious. Deport them.
Conscious arising, you see me? Yes, 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 Montreal, you are tuned in to the last session of Montreal's, of Community's takeover of Montreal session for a little while, you understand? If you hear the busyness in the background, trust me, the booth is on fire right now. We have all kind of great stuff and goodies coming your way. I know I've been highlighted and speaking about this conversation that happened over the last, I think, what, 5 weeks ago? I mean, 4 weeks ago, when we started this Community Music Week. Just in case you don't know, as I said, it was 7 nights of black arts, black music excellence. It was expression. It was fire. It was heat. It was everything that you could think about. If you missed it this year, it will be right back in your area next year, featuring a smorgasbord of new talent from around the world. So keep your eyes and ears out for that. You can find all the information at community.com. Check us out on Facebook, check us out on Instagram, wherever you grab your info from. And as we said, you can check us out every Sunday night for the Community Jazz Project, intimate and interactive as it stays, at Cafe Resonance, 5175 Park Avenue. Yo, if you guys are vegans, vegetarians, looking to eat naturally out there, this is the place to be every day of the week, no matter what. Oh, well, I mean, you know, they close at midnight, but, you know what I mean, make sure you go get your vegan goodies beforehand. Shout out our family at Cafe Resonance every day, all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this is possible because of them. So we want to shout them out and make sure you guys go get your nutritious goodies. You see me? And check us out every Tuesday night, which is tonight. So you can come check us out under the sunshine and full moon. You understand? Your man is a full moon Tuesday. I go on, you know. And I say this is the full moon that is signifying all kind of healing actions and all kind of, you know, blessings, you know, for relationships and love and all them stuff. You understand? And it's also giving you, it's signifying that you got 30 days left. 30 days left to move forward on any plans that you put down in the past, my people. You understand? Trust me, man. It's only KVC you could come to and get them kind of information. You know what I mean? It's only KVC that you're going to come to and get your music, get a little bit of current affairs, get a little bit of black history, get a little bit of astrology. You know what I'm saying? So come check us out Tuesday nights, Petit Campus. Shout out our family at Cafe Campus. One of the greatest clubs in the city. Y'all, if you guys don't know, they've been around for 30 years, just holding it down, you know what I'm saying? And that is where we call home every Tuesday night. So come check us out. It is summertime. Make sure you, you know, yeah, get your froze out, get your kintes on, you know what I mean? Get your like, tights on stuff, you know what I mean? Like, you know, get yourself pretty up on stuff. Get yourself debonair, because it's summer out here. You know, Montreal is celebrating. So you come celebrate with community. But you can't come celebrate next Tuesday or the Tuesday after. Do keep in mind that we will be on hiatus for the next 2 weeks. The first two Tuesdays, you know, community started to historically take those off. It's just our little break time, you know, to set up the community summer series, which is going to be coming your way as of July 3rd. At Petit Campus and runs through the entire summer. And if you don't have time to come out in the week, can I say anything now? Can I tell them, big bro? Like, can I tell them what we're gonna be doing? I mean, it's our last time here. Can we make a little announcement? I mean, you know, everything's moving forward. So, can we make a little announcement to that? I mean, we don't really, you know, we might not have this platform again. You see me? So, you know. If y'all don't know, you know, Montreal community has been a mainstay at the community at the Montreal Jazz Fest. We're just trying to appropriate everything these days, you know, just put community, slap community's name on every brand that exists right now. See? But we have been fortunate to be a mainstay at the Montreal Jazz Fest. And once again, you will be able to check us out this year, holding down some nighttime sessions. You understand? So check out the Montreal Jazz Fest website. Check out community.com for all your information about the three nights that we're going to be locking down powerfully out here. Come get your boogie on, you know what I'm saying? If you're in the city of Montreal and you're looking for something to do during the Jazz Fest season, make sure you come check us out. You see me? So, it's your homeboy preaching the building. You know, I know I've been rambling for a little second. You know, I'm trying to give my brothers a little buffer time as they get the session ready and stuff, right? And prepare to, you know, light up the studio. But in the meantime, as I said, we got this amazing conversation that went down between our sister Serenity, Tali Talawa, and the one and only Sarak. We want to get to that right now and let you hear what was, you know, happening during Community Music Week and give you a couple tidbits from the sister's perspective. So tuck in, check this out. We will be back with Community Live. This is Community Sessions on CKUT 90.3 FM.
What's up, Montreal? This is Montreal Sessions, and it's your girl Tali Talua here at CKUT with some real sistren. Who else do we have here today?
Okay, so this is Serenity, by the way. We have with us Sarak, the goddess MC herself.
Right? Straight from Atlanta.
Well, Washington. She hails from Washington.
Oh, yeah, she's just getting to say, that's right, I'm from Washington, D.C.
Right? Okay, I had to make sure.
Let's get that clear.
Gotta rep home first.
But I definitely rep Atlanta as well. I've been there for many years.
For many years.
I'm super grateful and inspired to be in the space with you ladies
today. Yeah.
Likewise.
For real. Likewise. We're here from the land of womanhood. That's just what it is, right? And so, ladies, we're here to just kind of talk it up and give people a sense of what's it like being artists in this rap game thing. I don't even know if it's a rap game, but...
Well, it's an industry, a rap industry.
Kind of thing.
It's a game, though.
It is a game, right? Start there, then, Serenity. You say it's a game.
It's a game because anything where you have to dive in and go in wholeheartedly is definitely going to challenge you. So it's a game.
Oh, I got it. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you say on that?
I agree, too, especially around the idea of, like, how many, you know, chess moves and stuff that you have to make to actually move forward successfully in the game. And then it's sportsmanship as well. You know, the competitive nature. Who has the aptitude, who has the drive to be able to sustain, like, this rough road as well.
There's strategy behind it all.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess being women, the game is even tougher. I don't know.
What do you say, Sarah? How do you feel about that?
I definitely feel like it has been. More recently, the road has kind of opened up a little as with certain movements that have popped up, you know, regarding women's empowerment and stuff like that. And just looking for the people looking for different voices and different representations of women and perspectives.
For real.
And stuff.
I would say that I'm thinking back to the era that I fell in love with hip hop. So I'm going to date myself. That's okay. So let's just say in the 80s. In the 80s, there was a nice abundance of female MCs.
Mm-hmm.
For a culture that was on the come up, there was a nice variety of women who were saying a variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were still women in the 90s, but some of the themes were switching up. And then it got really narrow for most of the 2000s.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're coming back around,
exactly.
I think, thanks to sort of this independent culture, to a nice variety again, and a bigger amount of women who are hitting the mic and who are really, you know, telling their stories in their ways and not subscribing either to any particular expectations.
Yeah.
So it's a nice time.
Because I find that being the challenge, like, that is the challenge. You know, a lot of times, especially because you're a woman MC female, they want to put you in a box. They want you to act a certain way. They want you to perform a certain way. They want you to spit a certain way and certain lyrics because they're like, you know, sex sells. Like you said, in the 80s, they had a whole plethora of female MCs who would speak on various issues and real life issues, whereas, like you say, it got narrow, but that's because the industry wanted it to be that way. But as an artist, you have the right to say, you know what, I'm not going to do that.
I think if people are kind of more interested, like the fringe culture is now starting to grow and swell. And we're starting to celebrate those people who have been traditionally been marginalized and silenced.
Right.
So now that allows for women who previously didn't have representation, whether aesthetically or whether narratively and all these things, to come to the forefront, and they're starting to get support in all of that. Yeah. So I'm happy. I'm happy. It's a little easier. It's been a long road. Not that I didn't expect it to be.
So that's what I was going to ask you in terms of the road. How did you start on the road? So let's just start off with, I'm curious, do you remember when your first rap that you wrote, Sarac?
I do actually, I mean, I don't know it verbatim, but I remember one of the first, like, official raps that I wrote is actually called The First Mother, and I recorded on my first EP, Astral Chronicles. And it was funny, because I'd never even thought that this was the path that I'd be, you know, taking, but I ended up recording with Soul Messiah, who's my producer and DJ, and it was just playing around in the studio, and it turned out that it wasn't bad, so I was like,
What path did you think you were going to take?
Well, I went to school for, I was a biology major. I was wanting to get into conservation biology.
Say word.
But I just, as much as I love that and as much as I felt that it was necessary, I didn't feel fulfilled. Right. It was something like missing, but I didn't know what was missing. So I just took some time off, traveled, and by, you know, happenstance, my sister actually was friends with him, and we linked up, and he was doing music with some other, like, really dope artists. And I was like, let me see. Because I had, like, I was a writer, okay. and I did poetry and stuff like that, but I never, like, vocalized it, or recorded it, rather. Mm-hmm. And it turned out, and I got thrown on stage, I remember, by somebody just set me up.
You didn't
like,
know.
Yeah, it was a Matula Shakur, who's, he's Tupac Shakur's stepfather. And it was a benefit for him. And one of our brothers was like, yeah, so we're going to bring up Cy-Roc to the mic. I was like, what?
What?
Hold on, what'd you say? And I performed one of my joints, and the reception was wonderful. And then after that, I was like, okay.
How long ago was that? When was that?
Oh, this had to have been almost 11.
Wow.
11 or 12 years ago.
Oh, shout out to that person who called you out.
I know.
What about you? When did you first write a rhyme or bars? Gosh.
I was writing from time, okay? But, like, in my bedroom. I was maybe my first rhyme, really and truly, I think my first rhyme was written when I was 12 years old. Yeah. And it was just, I had to stay focused because I really wanted to go to school. I wanted to finish my trade. I wanted to get a career.
In what? What were you thinking about?
Initially, I wanted to be a veterinarian, biology too,
right?
Look
at these science heads.
Yeah, I was science heads. But then I kind of transitioned into nursing, and I'm a nurse till this day.
Word.
And yes, so
thank you for your service.
Yes. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And I do feel fulfilled with my nursing profession, mind you. But there was a creative aspect within me that needed to come out and was dying to come out, especially since I'm writing since I'm 12, right? If I'm writing since I'm 12, something has to come out. So I officially launched an EP in 2016. So it's only been 2 years that
you actually went out and answered that calling.
Yeah, well, actually, I answered it like maybe in 2014, but I released something from my call in 2016.
And you're like this like surprise person. I remember first time I heard Serenity, people were telling me, like, you gotta come check out Serenity. I was like, who's this? And then I heard you on a recording, I don't know whose, and maybe it was in the last 2 years. Yeah. And I thought, what? Where has she been?
I was hiding in my bedroom.
You were hiding. Yeah. Then, I don't know, I think I was always writing poetry as a child. I think I was always drawn. I've definitely always been drawn to literature. And so eventually when I got to university, that was my major in English Lit. And I think I was just always a performer, especially as a child, and just did the arts. But, you know, you come from immigrant families who are just like, well, arts is recreation. Arts is to help you get cultured. It's great that you can do those things. Great that you play the piano and stuff like that, but you're not really going to be an artist, right? And so I think I don't even think I tried to develop that idea. I just was, okay, that's not an option. Although I was fully into the hip-hop culture and scene in Montreal, like, right through my teenage years and whatnot. But I was also an athlete, so basketball took over my life, like, above and beyond anything else. But it kept me connected to hip-hop, too, right? Because there's that relationship between the two. I came out super late. Like, I didn't even know I was going to rehab, kind of like you. Like, no, I was friends with Nomadic Massive, hanging out. Was at a rehearsal that they were doing, just keeping time for their set for them, and started harmonizing. I wasn't even MCing. I wasn't even rapping. I was just harmonizing to something that Miriam was doing. She was like, can you come on stage and do that? And I was like, no, I can't. But I did. It was very, very scary and awkward. And then just hanging out with them, I started to, like, write more and more. And I think I remember when I was in CJEP, I was, like, 17. And I'm at CJEP, and there's a bunch of MCs, like, so many people, including Wally, who's in our group. I've known Wally for, like, 25 years. And there's this cypher going on, and all these dudes are gathered around, and they're all rapping, they're doing their freestyle stuff. And I remember myself standing outside of the cypher, like, waiting to jump in, and I was, like, thinking about bars in my head, and I'm thinking about these two bars. I'm like, oh, I'm going to jump in for this line. And I'm waiting. And then the bell rings.
Oh, shucks.
And I can't. Yeah, I can't live it. And so I was like, okay, squash that. Never happen again. Into the dance aspect, but eventually it happened through Nomadic, really. Mm-hmm. It just happened as I grew with Nomadic that I started to kind of, whatever I was doing as a younger, like in my teenage years, started to come back, and I started doing it that way. But it just went by so quickly, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what, for you guys, what, because you mentioned it's been a long road, and you knew that you kind of anticipated that it would be challenging. What would be the most challenging aspects for you? What have you noticed that's been the hardest?
Probably, you know, maintaining your practical life.
Right.
You know, the thing that pays the bills right. and all that stuff. While also trying to find that creative, you know, trying to utilize that creative part of yourself. Because a lot of the structure of, like, you know, the workforce and stuff is designed to drain you.
That's it.
You know.
9-to-5 grind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, so after doing that 9-to-5 and then coming home and, like, working on like your passion, your craft and stuff like that mm-hmm. and finding that can be challenging. It can mm-hmm. be difficult. And there were times where I was like, yo, this is, I don't know.
If you can do it.
Yeah,
what were you doing for your 9-to-5?
Working at a retail space. I was working in the supplement, vitamin, the natural health world. Mm. So I was working at a retail store, you know, helping people with supplements and all of that and natural health issues and questions. And I was doing that, and that was cool because it was I had an interest in that, and it was mm-hmm. it was freer with my schedule and stuff, so I was able to like perform and stuff like that. So I was blessed in that regard, but there was still like this feeling of being a little trapped,
right.
you know, not being able to like fully express like that creative side of myself. And being a Capricorn, I'm very pragmatic and practical. And for years, people were like, yo, if you really want to pursue this, you gotta jump out
there.
That's
it, right?
You gotta let the safety net go.
Oh, it's true.
And I was so afraid, that was so like against like my whole, the way I was set up and everything. But when I finally did, so much opportunity just started opening up. It's funny how the universe, like, you make agreements with the universe.
Yep.
Like once I let that go, they were like, okay, so you want to do this now. Here you go. You know, and it opens up a world.
One thing after the next.
Exactly.
And so you build the confidence that, like, oh, okay, I made the right decision. Because the doubt jumps in so quickly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And especially in, you know, a game that's not really designed to celebrate and support women who, you know, are talking about something different. You know, mm-hmm. I will be on stage in a full, like, tunic, floor length, mm-hmm. you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
With
people
your
didn't know what to,
stuff,
to
yeah.
make of me. Or they think I'm about to start singing or
right,
something
right,
like that.
Right,
I'm
right,
like,
right.
No, you can wait and see what I'm about to
yeah.
do. I'm not going to
yeah.
be singing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll do a little bit of that. But, so there's all kinds of, like, expectations and stuff like that about what a female MC she's going to present herself and all these things. And it's a rough... It's a challenging thing to push through and sustain. I've unfortunately seen so many of the people who came up with me in the independent like music community, like, you know, kind of, I don't want to say give up because they haven't given up on their passion, but they have kind of put their passion to the side, you know. So, I'm completely grateful that I, like, push through that little bit of, you know, that there's that meme where there's a guy like digging for gold,
uh-huh.
and then as soon as he quits, he sees like there's this little slice of wall and like all this gold is on the other side. Yeah. Like, I'm glad I kept digging
through,
you know.
For you, I mean, if it's in a sense kind of still fresh for you, where have you felt the challenges?
It's actually
in the same
realm that Sarah just mentioned, because it's the balance. Between, because as nurses, we work 12-hour shifts.
Right.
So, yeah. So the balance between doing the 12-hour shift and coming home trying to be creative, or even finding, you can find motivation, mind you, within the work setting.
Yeah.
I found that it's true. You can find motivation.
I was
going
to ask you you end up writing about things that you've experienced and seen.
Yes, because it's really, in the hospital, you see life, you see death, mm-hmm. you see hope, you see helplessness, you see... You see desire to live where there was no desire before,
mm-hmm.
and you see the progression, or the decline of life.
Yeah.
So it is inspiring, but at the same time, fatigue sets in.
No kidding.
Mentally and physically. Mm. But the most important thing is just to find the balance between the two. For me, myself, I'm speaking personally.
Yeah.
To find the balance between the two where, you know, one can benefit the other and it can work out. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, there's a lot of inspiration to be had in seeing, you know, certain patient cases and certain family situations.
You know what I love about what you're saying, and also everything that you're both saying, but the idea, it kind of helps us, like you were talking about what people expect about the female artists when they see you on stage, what they expect to hear from you, and you're talking about even the storytelling. I think it's so important for anybody who's interested in emceeing and rapping to understand that role and that idea is about being a storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about seeing things around you wherever you are, like seeing your environment and being able to interpret that through poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And then find a way to make that connect with people who are listening to you. And I feel in so many ways some of that is lost, but yet there seems to be this resurgence. Like, I'm just curious, because we're here together, what's the take on Cardi B?
I respect Cardi's grind.
I respect Cardi's grind.
I like her personality. I like her.
That she's herself.
She's herself.
Yeah.
She's okay with being silly, goofy. She's okay with telling her story, the rough parts of
her story.
You know, her path to success and what she had to do to get there, where she was.
Was, exactly.
You know, and how proud of herself that she is,
that she's not doing that anymore.
She's matured. And, you know, now, you know, she's celebrated in America, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing, and it should be celebrated. I think that there's more stories to tell.
Yeah,
everybody has their place. Everybody's voice deserves to be heard.
Right.
But I think what has happened traditionally is that other voices have been silenced if they don't fit this archetype of what a female MC is supposed to look like or talk about or what her background is supposed to be or whatever. So I just want all of us to be able to
share, to be there. Yeah, I think, I know, and I would 100% agree. A similar take on Cardi B. I'm also I feel sometimes protective of her. I find when I see her in the mainstream context, I feel like sometimes she's being mocked.
Yeah, she is.
That's a big concern for me. And I don't know if it's at my mama instinct because I'm a mama, but I'm just like...
But at the same time, I question whether she cares or not. Because she has that character where
it seems like she does.
She's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, this is me and this is who I am. I'm not changing.
Well,
Yeah.
And now she's going to be a mother. I mean, the mother thing connects... that's where I'm at right now with my artistry. And there's a... an MC here in Montreal. She was like pretty much one of our very first female MCs, a part of a group called Muzayan.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake Hill, like they were one of the first crews in Quebec, in Montreal, to get a deal way back in like end of the 90s, 2000s.
Remember them,
right? They were like our Fugees kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And they rapped in French and English and Creole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Jake Hill just recently, because the conversation about women in hip-hop and the roles and the stigmatisms and like misogyny and et cetera,
mm-hmm.
that conversation is quite current right now in Quebec because maybe rap culture in Quebec is sort of now getting a little bit more space than in the past. It's primarily French rap culture that's getting that space.
Yeah.
But
which is one of the challenges.
Which is also a challenge. Language is a challenge here for us, those of us coming up in Montreal. But so recently, in an interview, Jake Hill from Muzayan was asked, you know, what's up? How come we don't see so many female MCs? We don't see that many women in rap in Quebec. Like, it still seems to be a male-dominated thing. And so they spoke to a few MCs. And what she was saying, which I thought was quite interesting, she said, the challenge for women is, as an industry on its own, it's already hard to penetrate the rap industry, the rap game, as an artist, period, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then women have some sort of limitations, so to speak, or apparent, you know, limitations where they're also thinking about their future. So for women, they're imagining, some of them might be imagining being moms mm-hmm. and having families. And so that window of opportunity seems a lot smaller. Mm-hmm. And you know, as it's closing, you don't even realize when it's going to close or how long it's going to stay open kind of thing. And I was touched by that because as I was imagining it for myself, I was completely romanticizing the idea mm-hmm. of being a mom and being on stage. I was like, yeah, my baby's going to come with me, and I'm going to be like, yeah, my kid's going to be like a rock baby, whatever. And it sort of is the case, you know? But, man, is it hard, because you certainly see the difference. Like, the fathers that are in our group, they never had to bring their kids on stage because mm-hmm. they weren't breastfeeding, you know? My son's been on tour with me all the time, and it just, all of a sudden, you start to raise all kinds of questions of, like, oh, is this the right way to mother? Should I be? Am I imposing too much of the life that I have on my child? Am I taking something away from him by not, like, just making the focus about him, even though the focus is still on him, you know?
I feel like that's part of, like, it sounds like radical, like, unschooling, almost. Like
what I'm doing?
Yeah.
I'm feeling comfortable. I like that radical unschooling word.
Like, you know, we learn from everything. Mm. And him being exposed to, you know, the life of an artist, seeing you on stage, especially expressing yourself confidently, mm. you know, in your truth, in your passion, like, that's a key, like, that's so integral to, like, his development. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, our children, when they're in school, sometimes, like, they're, you know, their self-esteem and their confidence and stuff is attacked.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially black children.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So, like, there's this new, like, growing, well, not new, it's this growing culture of radical, like, unschooling, mm-hmm. where it's less structured than, like, homeschooling. But, like, parents are like, yo, y'all going with me.
That's it.
Like, we're going to travel, and, you know, we're going to, of course, you know, I'm going to encourage and develop the things that your interests that you know, are
for sure, yeah.
You know, based on our travels or the things that you do with me. But I think that's an important part of nurturing that relationship of parent to child mm-hmm. and then also allowing them to kind of figure out what they want to do and stuff. And I know some powerful kids who grew up being on stage with their mom. An artist called, her name is Liza Garza. She's a poet and singer in America. And her son, he's 21 now, but he grew up on stages with her. Now they perform together.
Oh, wow.
And he's so, like, insightful and intelligent.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can just tell that came from him being, you know,
exposed to
that and being bold enough to express himself by being in those areas. Like, he was able to, like, develop his voice and stuff. So, girl.
I'm feeling much better. I'm feeling better about it. I mean, he's been on the road, that's for sure. He thinks he's a drummer, that's for sure. He's like, when am I going on stage? And he does. He jumps up on stage and jumps on the drum.
But
thank you for putting that in that perspective, because it is a hard thing to push back against, as we're all trying to push back whatever those expectations are. Mm-hmm. Serenity, we're here in the context of the KBC Arts Week, Music Week. What for you, sort of, how do you see this event, this week of celebrations of concerts and all this kind of stuff where we're celebrating black arts for a whole week here?
It's huge. It's a blessing. It's needed. It's good exposure. So, because there's a lot of artists in Montreal that go unheard.
That's it.
A lot of voices that go unheard. A lot of poets that go unheard. And I think this is a wonderful, wonderful thing to gain exposure and just, you know, everybody just express themselves freely for the culture, for the hip-hop culture, mm-hmm. and for the arts. So mm-hmm. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, I feel the same. Sarah, this is not your first time in Montreal, but you're coming up at a time where we've never had something like this before, where we've got like 6 days of
six days
back to back, where it's really a dedication to black artistic expression in music and visual arts, in crafts and everything, really, food, everything. How do you feel to be invited here?
I feel honored for sure. I think that it's things like this, like, spark, like, renaissances and innovation and, like, creativity and So to be asked to be a part of something like this, every time I come to Montreal, I never have like a large amount of time.
Yeah.
But I'm meeting like so many different people from so many different backgrounds and stuff, and I can see like the influence that the different cultures from Haiti to, you know, Trinidad and all these different islands and stuff have had on, you know, these incubators of creativity. So yeah, I mean, to be able to vibe and kind of like put my little spin on it.
Yeah, well, we're
your little big spin.
Your little big spin, man. We're so blessed that you came through to Montreal.
Cultural exchange is so important,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. I think it's all about building those bridges. Mm-hmm. Okay, so do the plugs. Where can people hear your stuff?
I'm on like all major streaming sites.
Perfect.
So Spotify, iTunes, Pandora.
So that's Sarok, SAROC.
Don't forget the stash. You know, you cannot call me Stacy.
Hey.
You cannot call me Stacy. Hey. No. SarokTheMC.com is my site. SarokTheMC.com. And I'm on social media, too, as SarokTheMC, Twitter and Instagram.
Perfect.
Yeah. Check out the new video for everyone.
Yes. Check out the new video. Fire. All right, Mr. Renny, the EP.
Yes. So the EP is out on Bandcamp. I'm still working on a few things to come in the future, but the EP On the Loose is on Bandcamp presently.
Boom.
Under Serenity, SERENI-T. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram, Serenity MTL on Instagram and Serenity on Facebook.
Boom. Well, Nomadic Massive, wherever we are. We're there. We're also just Google it, YouTube it kind of thing. I wish if we could, if Sarok was staying long enough, I wish we could do like a female cut, like just jump into a studio and do some sort of like,
that would be hot.
Just get some wicked beats and just drop something. But we never know. We could still do it virtually.
Yeah. Oh, true. For real.
Right?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Boom. So that's going to be your hot joint for the summer. Right. You heard it here on Montreal Sessions.
Y'all hold us to that.
Yep. Wait for it. Peace out, Montreal.
Peace and love, y'all. I'm always so grateful to be here.
All right.
Peace, serenity.
Feel the beat!
Wait a minute, that's too fast.
Now what?
Kick it over here, baby pop!
CKUT, yo. Yo, this is for your mind, soul, and spirit. Plus your body divides. Masters at work, you gotta hear it. And West Indian rhythms on Saturday night. Roots, rock, reggae, I keep it tight. Manchild, hitting switches, keep it right. The cypher on a Friday. Psalms of soul, I do it my way. With ill groove on Sunday, I gotta say one way. We stick together. It's for unity in the community on CKUT at 90.3. Manchild and John Fish. We give you that musical wish to put more music in that dish. So listen to your radio station and simply turn it on. CKUT, word is born. Y'all enjoy yourselves. Love you, Montreal. Tune in to CKUT always.
Yes, 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 y'all. As promised, we are about to ride out on our last session of the community takeover of Montreal Sessions. Just Simi, it's your homeboy preaching the building. We want to thank everybody that has been tuned in, listening to us for the last 5 weeks. Yes, 5 weeks, you heard right. And to end off in style, right after that amazing conversation that featured Serenity, Tali Talawa, and the goddess MC herself, Sarok, we want to thank the ladies for stepping into the CKUT studios and blessing us and having that super insightful conversation. But right now, we're about to get to what this whole month has been about. The mighty, magnificent Community Vibe Collective is here to play, because we're here to stay. Oh. 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 Okay. KBC is here to stay. 15 years.
Okay, 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 okay. Yo, top of the morning to you, homie. We back. We didn't bounce nowhere. It just happened to fade a black light. Slipped off, but now I'm back on track. Apologies, the coast caught a cold off my trap. That was part of the path. You were part of my math, but my man only came by in closing my half. Now it's 360. I'm sitting in my window and still watching the block from my window. I only wish y'all could see what your sins do. But I ain't hating, cause homie, I have been you. This is pre-chapter reflection, cause the man in the mirror wasn't giving new suggestions. I had to get this off my chest then. Tell the rats in my life that they really had to jet me. Now I'm flying with the jets and soaring out of space, cause truly Earth ain't got nothing left in. Okay, 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 okay. Okay, 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 okay. Okay, 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 okay. KBC is here to stay. Oh, okay, 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 okay. Introducing the chocolate fingers of the one and only Jean-Michel Frédéric Onky and JMS François. Hey, do your thing, do your thing. Back in my senior row, my third hour working. Brothers can't hide, I could see you so. I'm so esoteric on my dolo. Brothers can't get down, I miss it all alone, bro. I am so overhead, Planet X, preach Nibiru. Ride a conquering child, they call me hero. If they can't see you, they question the strength of your rep. I breathe God through every single step. I am too deep for sleep, I cry while y'all slumber. My numerology says 8 is my number. I seek power through materialism to offer the world you need in a dynamic prism. If I rule the world, I will free y'all from prison and unlock all the chains that y'all live with. Divert the bailout center, big business. Find every child in the ghetto and grant wishes, okay? Okay, 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 okay. Okay, 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 okay. Okay, 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 okay. Cause KBC is here to stay. Okay, 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 okay. Okay, 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 okay. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Feeling like tiny desk in this place. But it's the community desk, the CKUT desk, the best desk that you will find on the planet. Okay, yeah, 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 yeah. I think I want to give this exemplary crew of musicians some space to do their thing. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear that laugh, you hear that grumble. So he calling himself out right now. So I guess, you know what I'm saying, in the spirit of community, right? You know, if you've never been here, you know, sometimes we just hand it off. We throw the ball around the stage and everybody got to start a line. So as you hear the voice of the big bad bass man in the building right now, we gonna throw it to the one and only
James Challenger on bass.
Also, man, I gotta get some funk then.
Gotta get him some funk.
Funky baby, KVC, you know we here to stay. Temperature check, y'all. Something up to 96 degrees. We still want more heat, more heat. You know, with the sun people, y'all bringing the vibes from long time wise, you know. The black current checking in. You know, we bring good thing, y'all. Consciously living, loving, 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 loving. Got the plug in, James, Jay, Ahai, 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 ahai. Can't say it was teeth in the first place. Feel the scorn, rebel. Shopping for a better way. If you have to pay, more souls are gonna be lost along the way. Rebel, wars indoors for a cheaper labor source. Incarceration instead of education. Rebel. So they try to dress me down, too, you know, I and I not gonna play your clown. For I and I is part of a lion. Rebel, still but strong. Look how long the Mau Mau come, 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 come. Can't say it, just have to do it. Rebel gives us fame. Rebel days, rebel brave. Rebel child of the most high. Rebel make your soul fortified. Rebel for your life. Rebel for your right. Rebel because things are not right. Rebel, rebel, a rebel, a rebel. Yeah, no, blah, blah, blah. And you know we still rebel. We look good, yo. And we still rebel. We're naughty. And we still rebel. Afro is still rebel. Shave head, him still rebel. Natty dread tell you from long time. This is not a fight. What, 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 what? Uh-huh. You can't stop this. You can't stop this. Pop, pop. Big stuff like Moses, big coat like Joseph, big school like Scholes, big force like porridge, yeah. Big roast like marriage, big toast like Dillinger, big gap like Panama, big ski like Andola, big money like Mafia, big sap like Greenbacker, big black like Blackjacker, big crack like Mad Max, big sack like Quatabaca, big fox like News Trap, big cons like Condo, big likes like Lorenzo, big likes like Metro, big cars like Hydro, big smoke like Hydro, big tone like Tone Low, big sounds like Bun Pope, big word like Can't Grow, big word like Cutro. Chopper, 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 rebel. It's a man can't stop this, you know me rebel. For all the indigenous of them, then we rebel. For all the blacky, bronky, 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 copper, color, and all alama, that means I'm a rebel. KVC rebel. Yo, tick, 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 me rebel. Tick, 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 tick. Jean-Michel, take me out and crazy out the place. Yo. Chuck, 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 chuck. rapping.
Rebelling it. Rebel.
You can't stop it.
Rebelling it. Rebelling it. Rebel.
A 90 pinty. You think we easy? Ha, ha.
Rebel.
Where you going? Been here.
Not going anywhere.
KVC love, y'all.
Just in case you did not know, you are listening to the Vibes of Community and the one and only Master Zibs just entered the building, you know what I mean, and blessed us with some love. Zebra, how you doing today?
Oh man, Irie man, trust me, love is lovely, and the sun is just keep the energy up, you know, energize those batteries, you know. We're sending love to each and every one. We're happy for the ancestors because they bestow upon us this amazing genius that keeps us going through love and through the struggle of all the iration. So I'm on good. Trust me, man. I'm on good. James? Yo. Jean-Michel? Yo. Jason? Uh-huh. Rastafari. KVC? And community down here in CKUT. So, you know, we respect the community and the KVC and the CKUT family, you know, supporting us for years. And, you know, the love is mutual. Have to balance. You have to balance. Peel away of the beauty. Staring at the swinging pendulum. No longer see my ground. Blinded by retail. Take a bite. No, it's the final sale. No return policy. Like you give up your chi. Nonsense art like good sense. Bruise ego with high property value. Vulgar with stupidity. You have to balance. Localize, locus. A dreamscape, focus, 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 focus. Looking for Edom and Samalan tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promise. Got to be honest. Ill stepping will bring madness. To be led by the laws, where money and vanity is the only boss. Chances are we're done with the curriculum of illusion. Have to balance.
Balance. You have to balance, make them say balance. We say you have to balance, make them say balance. We say you have to balance. Me tell them say balance. Yo, this is all improv. You know what I'm saying? Off, check this out. Yo. Don't buckle under stress. Adversity's my favorite motivation. Think it's cause my daddy hates you. Or I'm sick of waiting patient, so I grind. My mama needs a mortgage paid. Pension's running out, she'll get the trip and if the mortgage raised. Planning how I hold her down in her older days. Things across your mind in your older age. Feel like I'm slowing down. I'm not gonna get that good social floater. Hey, trying to figure out why more blacks don't share L's or propane. Or control their own petroleum gas or go trade. But when I am not try to higher rise, you throw shade blocks. Pineal glands got us cage in a cave in a caucus. Looking for that docus carota. I heard they test causes cancer of the chocha. Rage like Isaac de la Roca. Think I'm gonna be quiet when you gave my people coca. Yo, I feel balanced. Unity's the key, me say you have to balance. It's community, you see. Me say you have to balance. Yo, me say unity's the key. You know you have to balance. We balancing. We're playing a balancing act. We want to shout out all of the wonderful people who tuned in for this amazingly special edition of Montreal Sessions. I want to take some time to just, you know, give you a little introduction to the men that you are hearing. Of course, you know my big brother Jason is in the studio with us on drums, holding it down, the heartbeat of the city. You see me? Give it up for the one and only JMF on keys, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? Always live and pretty with that fro style, Afro Samurai of KVC. And the big bad bass man himself, James Challenger, is in the building, Papa Funk. You know what I'm saying? With that sliding entry, you see me? You thought you weren't gonna hear the excellence. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one and only Master Zibs, you know what I'm saying? You're in your car, you're in your house, wherever. I know I say, y'all, give it up. And thank you for riding with us during this entire month of May, during the community sessions. Take over of the Montreal Sessions. We definitely want to thank Louise and the whole crew here at CKUT. We want to send our love to Alex for teching for us for the entire month. We want to shout out everybody that tuned in, and shout out you guys for supporting the Community Music Week. We will be back next year. Trust me. And check us out, community.com, every Tuesday and Sunday. This is KVC.
Pop Montreal and CKT presents Nigerian-born future soul artist Wayne Snow with guest Tess Robin, Hua Lee, and DJ set by Gayance, Friday, September the 30th at 8 p.m. at Outdoor Venue on 777 in the Mile End. Tickets on sale now at popmontreal.com. This is a CKT co-presentation.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Y'all loving the show so far? Give it up for the artists and the band. This one is kind of personal to me, so I won't get into how many songs he has made famous. Songs like Wear You to the Ball. With his group, the Paragons, stood tall on the hit parade in Jamaica like for 9 months. He wrote the song, The Tide is High. I'm gonna shut up and say, put your hands together. Welcome on stage. Who? Put your hands together and welcome on stage. This is John Holt. Three.